This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
You guys miss Breaking Bad?
So bad.
Did I ever tell you that the one and only episode of Breaking Bad I ever watched was the last episode?
God, get a freaking life, Ren.
Why do you do stuff like that?
I don't know. And
why do you, like, resist really good shows?
I don't resist them. I just...
You absolutely resist them.
I get caught up in other things going on. I don't have time to really sit down and watch the whole thing.
Probably raising your kids.
Well, plus Breaking Bad at the time, like, you'd have to wait every week. It's not like it's bingeable where it would
it's been bingeable now for like five years.
At the time that you saw the very last episode?
No. This was like 5 or 6 years ago. It wasn't on a platform yet where you could binge them all at once.
I see.
You had to wait every week. And it was annoying.
Didn't have time for it.
I mean, when you have to wait every week, it almost spaces it out and gives you time to do other things that you're talking about.
Anyway, Aaron Paul and Bryan Cranston put a tweet up last week, and it was assuming that something was happening with Breaking Bad. Now, fans thought that they were teasing the arrival of the previously announced Breaking Bad movie. But no, it wasn't it at all. They announced that they're releasing a tequila line.
Who cares? I
stupid.
I hate it when that happens.
It's dirty. It's dirty.
Yeah.
And it is dirty to the people that love you.
Right. It really is.
That we except for Rain, loved what you created.
Loved it.
And
it was the greatest show of all time. Fight me.
I won't.
Yeah, I know you won't.
I won't at you.
Uh-uh.
But they know what they're doing. And they know that it was gonna get people talking, but they did us dirty.
Because you know what it does? It takes our love for them as collateral.
Yes.
That's what it does. They know, first of all, it's already, I don't know, I'm probably alone on this, but I find it irritating when celebrities buy alcohol and then start making alcohol or whatever. And yeah, I know George Clooney does it. It's annoying. But when they use their celebrity to make us think that something other than alcohol is going to happen to get us all talking about it.
What?
And then, because Aaron Paul has to do this. No one really knows. What has Aaron Paul done since Breaking Bad?
Well, what has Bryan Cranston done since Breaking Bad?
He's been in a couple movies.
Wasn't one of them like a weird, terrible Godzilla or something?
He was in that.
Oh, he was in the one with Kevin Hart where he's a
quadriplegic.
Yeah, he's been in a couple movies.
Yeah.
I don't know what Aaron Paul's done. I think he was in the Need for Speed movie. But so Aaron Paul, this is probably Aaron Paul's idea. Like, you know what? I'm going to need another career. People have two careers in their lives now. Why can't I be a tequila distiller?
Right.
So he probably thought, well, if I said, hey, everybody, I'm Aaron Paul, look over here, and no one's going to look over here, I should probably get Bryan back on board with this.
Right.
Give him a cut of the tequila money, and then people will dress up in yellow.
Yeah.
They don't even need to be the yellow hazmat suits. We'll just wear yellow shirts, and people will think, oh God, Breaking Bad movie. Is it going to be a prequel? Is it going to be, how's it going to be? What is the story?
I got to tell you something. I would have still been, if they just came right out and said, hey guys, we're making tequila. The fact that those two still love each other, that's enough for me.
I mean, that is cute.
That is so cute that is enough for me. You could have just given it to me. Give it to me straight. I can take it.
Like tequila.
Pun intended.
Yeah.
So when Aaron Paul posted about this on his Instagram, he wrote this big, long story of traveling around Mexico, tasting various alcohols until they found the one that they wanted to slap their names on. Quote, it was on a dirt road in a tiny village hours away from the center of town.
See, this is what happens every time.
And it was perfect.
I mean, I feel like Ryan Reynolds said the same thing when he found his gin thing. It's like, you didn't find anything. Your manager or your business manager or your social media manager, somebody that you pay that does stuff for you, they found some business opportunity.
I don't like to think that Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul didn't do some sort of buddy boys trip around Mexico to find. I want to believe that really happened.
Their manager dropped off some samples at their mansion in the Hollywood Hills.
That's exactly what happened.
No, and they tried it all. They got super wasted one night.
No.
They hit the end of it. They're like, "Well, we got to pick one, Brian. Which one are we picking?"
That's how it happens every single time.
Right.
Hey guys, this tequila company has been in this family for a while. The dad just died, and the son doesn't want it. He's going to sell it. I mean, it's not bad. Try this case and let me know what you think.
There's a picture of them in what appears to be some sort of broken down bar in Mexico.
Yeah, marketing. It's effective, isn't it?
That's just where Bryan Cranston now lives. In a broken down bar in Mexico.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.